Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences that I encounter in my life and how I've been able to use those experiences and how hopefully you can use those experiences or things like them in your life to drive forward progress and momentum to get those great outcomes that you're looking for and that I'm looking for in our lives. And this week, I want to talk about something that I've been working through, and that is setbacks. My setback this week, and it's been actually a couple of weeks, is I decided to start training for a marathon at the end of the summer. So sometime in end of October, I'm going to be running my first marathon, which is going to be probably one of the most physically challenging things that I've ever set my mind to doing. And over the last couple of weeks, I've just been dealing with this nagging kind of calf injury that I can get a couple of miles in and then everything cramps up and stops up and I have to take a couple of days off and just let it rest and ice and massage and all those things to try and get back to where I can start really training again. And it's really frustrating when you're trying to prepare for something, you're trying to work on something, you're doing all of the things that you know you ought to be doing and you still end up stuck and not being able to make the progress that you want to make on whatever your goal is. And so what that made me start thinking about is withdrawing from the marathon and deciding that I don't need to do this. I can do this maybe next spring. I could do this maybe next fall. I don't need to do this coming up here this year. I can do this some other time. I don't need to do a marathon at all. I mean, I'm not built like a runner. I don't look like a runner. There's nothing that I get out of it other than some sense of satisfaction for challenging and pushing myself. There's really no reason, and I just keep feeling like I'm hurt and I'm not getting the training done that I want to get done. This is going to be a tough thing, especially if I miss a couple of weeks of good training. And that would have been a very easy thing. And it's something that I really thought about doing is to just put it on the back burner, decide I'm not going to do it, decide to withdraw, decide to quit on it. And most people wouldn't have even known that I had done it. Most people would have had no idea that I had ever even signed up for a marathon. And the people that did know would totally understand that, hey, you lost some time training. I know that this is hard. I get it. You got to take care of your body. You got to do the things that you got to do. And that was what I was weighing as my option for this week. And that's what I want to talk about is just because you have a setback doesn't mean that has to define what your next steps are. That doesn't need to determine what you're going to do with your next action. Your setback doesn't need to define you and what you're going to do. And this is just in the grand scheme of life, this is a fairly minor setback. It's a little bit of discomfort when I'm walking and slowing down on training for a pretty extreme physical event. But things like this happen in life often. Things like this come into our lives and come across our path when we're trying to move forward, when we're trying to do things all the time. There's another guy that I've been spending a lot of time working with and talking with, and he's been looking for a job and having a little bit of time, a little bit of a struggle trying to get the things that he wants to do. And he gets these interviews and then gets rejected for a variety of different reasons. And just was starting to feel the same way of just like, what am I doing? Maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to do. Maybe this isn't the career path for me. Maybe this isn't the right level of position. Maybe this isn't whatever. And it's so easy. And it's something that I recognize all of the things of why should I keep pushing for this? I know that I could go do something else. I know that I could go find something else if I just changed my direction a little bit, if I gave up on the thing that I really wanted to do and just decided to accept whatever came around. And that's the same thing that happens to all of us all the time, that maybe you don't get the raise that you were looking for at your job, or maybe you don't get the grade that you wanted or had been working for in a class, and you've been studying and practicing and doing whatever the things are that you need to do to prepare and working on your homework and doing extra reading and all of those things. And maybe you still don't get the grade. And it's easy to then say, well, if I put this much time and energy and effort working on trying to improve myself and trying to improve this grade, and I still didn't get the grade that I wanted, why am I even doing this? Maybe school's not for me. Maybe I should just look at a different path. I don't need this degree. I can get a certification, or I can keep working at whatever the job that I have now is that hasn't been satisfying, but you know, it's okay. It pays the bills. And there's a thousand things like this that happen in our lives all the time. And we need to decide how we're going to push forward. Just because we've had this setback, just because something has gotten in the way of what we're trying to accomplish, or made us feel like we're taking a step back or not being able to move forward the way that we want to, that doesn't have to define what we do next. We still have the option. We still get to choose. I still get to choose. Yes, I'm going to continue training for this marathon. And you know what I've been able to do? I haven't had to stop training. I've had to change my training. I've been able to use a stationary bike now because it doesn't use my calf in the same way. It uses different muscles. And I found that, hey, you know what this really does? It helps me strengthen my quads differently. It helps me see how I can measure my heart rate differently as I'm training and I'm working on this. And I can see what level of exertion I can put into things. It's made me focus on my stretching and my flexibility and my recovery differently and better than I had been before, because I'd never had to deal with this type of issue before. I'd never had to deal with a soft tissue injury that just was lingering and nagging. So I never really had to think too much about all of the components that went into it. And now I've found ways and things that will, maybe they won't help me directly get ready for running the race in the same way, but over a long period of time, I know that I'm going to be better prepared for the rest of my life, for everything that comes after this, for training for the rest of the time that I have to train for this marathon, that now I know that there's other things that I can work on. I know that I need to use ice, and I know that I need to stretch on a daily basis. And I know that I need to do all of these things that practically I know. I had the knowledge somewhere in my mind, but it wasn't a big focus of mine until I had this thing that seems like a setback, that seems like it's preventing me from getting to where I want to get to. It seems like it's preventing me from achieving the things that I want to achieve. And it may be a challenge, but it's not preventing me from being there because I get to choose how I respond to that. I get to choose what I'm doing next. And so do you. You get to choose when you think that you're going to get a promotion and you only get a 2% cost of living adjustment on your paycheck at the end of the year, and you have great reviews and you're excited and you know that everybody's giving you fives on your performance reviews and you're ready to get this promotion that you think that you deserve, and then you don't get it. And then you have to stop and look. And you can either say, this defines me. I didn't get the promotion. Maybe I don't deserve the promotion. Or maybe I need to get out of this industry. Or maybe I need to get out of this company. And maybe you do. But what that setback does is it gives you the opportunity to stop and evaluate all of the things that go into the decisions in your life. You get to look at, what value are you bringing to the table at the company? Just because you're good at what you're doing now may not be the value that they need from the next position. Maybe by getting this setback, you can now look at it and you can say, hey, you know what? I haven't learned how to manage people. And that's what they need from me out of this next position. And now I can start reading and focusing my energy and attention and finding a mentor and asking questions from people around me and saying, how can I manage people? How can I take care of things in a different way? I know that I'm really good at executing tasks in my job, but that's really good at my current job. That doesn't show that I have the skills or the knowledge or the qualifications necessary for the next job. And so while it's disappointing and it's frustrating, it may be the catalyst that gets you started on learning those next level skills and knowledge and experience that will really help drive you to be able to be successful at that next position. And maybe you'll get an out of cycle promotion, or maybe there's another position that they're looking for somebody for, and they'll see that you're growing and developing and learning in these new ways, and they'll present you at that position. Or if you're looking at your company and you started a new company and you're going and you're not making the sale, or you lose a customer, or something's going on that feels like a setback, and maybe it is a setback, but it doesn't have to determine what you do next. You don't have to say, oh, well, I've lost this customer. It must be time for me to close the doors. It must be time for me to walk away from this dream of a company. It must be time for me to stop trying to go into these new product lines or business lines. What it might mean is, why did I lose this customer? And you go back and you see, hey, what this person really needed was a certain level of customer service that we weren't able to provide because I'd been so focused on building new sales and building new customer base that I lost track of what my core competency was, which is great customer service. And you have the ability now to focus back on rebuilding the core things that you're good at, the things that you bring to the table that provide value to your customers that will help you to rebuild your business in a better and stronger and faster way because you've regained your focus because you stopped and you took a minute and you evaluated everything that's going on in your life and in your decision making. And you have the ability to do things better and move forward in a different way that might not look the same and it might not feel the same, but it will build you in a stronger and better and more efficient, effective way than you ever would have if you hadn't had that setback. Because there's sometimes it feels like there's no reason to change if things just keep going along pretty good. If things are going pretty good, hey, that's good enough for most of us most of the time. We know that we're getting better. We see that things are moving along. I don't know, why upset the apple cart? Why change things up when they're working? And we might be missing the best possible outcome because we haven't stopped to take the time to look at what we're doing and how we're doing it, and is this the best way, and keep pushing ourselves to become the best that we can. And sometimes those setbacks are just the thing that we need to help us refocus and realign what we're trying to do with the effort that we're putting into our lives. And that's what I experienced this week. That's what I was thinking about. And I know that it's tough when you get those setbacks. I know what you're feeling and what you're going through because I've been through them myself. And so many people around you have been through them also. You don't need to keep that to yourself and keep it a secret and try to deal with it and work through it yourself. You can talk about it and you can express it and you can experience it with people who will help you come up with ways to solve the problem or ways to get past it, or maybe even just listen. There may not be a solution that you get from outside. That may come from inside of you, but you don't have to face it alone. You don't have to worry about the setback and you don't have to let the setback define you. All that it is just something that you're experiencing, like everything else that you've experienced in your life that's brought you to where you are now, that's prepared and qualified you and made you ready to face everything that you're facing today. It's just part of your story. It's part of your experience. It's part of your learning opportunity. It's everything. It's part of your life, and it's what will allow you to provide the value, to fulfill your purpose, and to do the things that you really want to do. So don't let your setback define you. Use it as a way to improve yourself. Use it as a catalyst, and use it as your moment to drive that momentum in your life. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking me out every week. I appreciate you listening. I look forward to talking to you again, and go out there, be blessed, have a great week, and do something new, different, and exciting with your life, rather than letting your life be defined by these things that feel like setbacks that we can just use to drive our ideal outcomes. Have a great week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.